Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you that all power is given to that name. Oh, and in that name we're bold, Lord God. And oh, your promises are yea and amen. I thank you, Lord, that we come boldly today, believing you all because of your grace. God, thank you that you're causing our eyes to be fixed upon the mercy seat. Lord, it's the blood. It's the blood of the Lamb, the all-powerful blood. And oh, thank you, Lord, how sweetly and freely it flowed. And Lord, we thank you today, God, for all things, Lord. For all things we give thanks, Lord, for every trial, every furnace, Lord God, every lion's den, Lord God, because then you are magnified. The very power of Christ is resting upon this people. And Lord, we thank you for it. God, help us to enter into that today. How much you love us. How much you are for us. How your word, praise God, works effectually in them that believe. And Lord, we're here. We need to believe you. And thank you, God, for your Holy Ghost. Lord, shed that love abroad this morning. God, just let us soak it up. Let us be saturated in the love of the word of your grace. Lord, thank you how you've met us. Let us just be confident again in your faithfulness. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and open your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And today, by the grace of God, we're going to finish up this little series we've had in Magnified Grace. And I thank the Lord that every sermon by his grace ever preached here magnifies his grace. But this has been a series specifically on that. And I was thinking about how the Lord has given us, this will be the fourth one. And I know that the number in the Word of God that speaks of grace is 5. And I thought, well, Lord, you know how you think and kind of embarrassed before the Lord as you think. But I thought, well, what about 5? And he says, oh, no, son, 4 is a perfect number. Human weakness is just right for my grace. So I thank the Lord for this. This is number 4. And again, how perfect. Because we started this journey, brothers and sisters, with the magnified grace in the plan. The magnified grace in the plan. And that was to us. Amen. Vessels here. The human race. Praise be to God. Absolutely void of any thought of God. none do righteous. No, not one. Completely void of anything good. Born in sin and shapen in iniquity. How marvelous, how guilty we were but God. Now, that was the magnified grace in the provision that met the plan. Praise his name. And his name happens to be Jesus Christ. And he is full of grace and truth. So the vessel that could only be saved by one thing, and that was grace. The provision that was full of grace met the vessel. Praise be to God. See, grace found you. Amen. And what a union, praise God, of grace coming in and filling that vessel. Hallelujah. And then last week, how wonderful is God has brought us on in this. The magnified grace in the purpose of God. That was God's full grace desire for us to be filled with all the fullness of God. To be joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. To be glorified together with Jesus Christ. And you're still quiet. Come on now. I know you're just awestruck. It's just, whew. But it's good, and I thank God for it. But brothers and sisters, this is all for God's ultimate purpose. And we rejoiced last week. His ultimate purpose is pleasure. God is simply God. And simply God, praise God, wants to be pleasured to the fullest extent. He wants to be pleased. And since we are his total and complete inheritance, and the Word of God tells us that we are his inheritance, to fulfill God's desire for full pleasure, he wants the heights of faith, brothers and sisters, the heights of believing the Word of God to be built in us. Amen. See, it is impossible to please God without faith. And faith comes one way. And praise be to God, you're hearing it right now The Word of God. Isn't that wonderful? You are pleasing God because God is pleased one way, and that is you receiving the Word, His Son, the Word of His grace that will build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified or set apart to God. How wonderful and perfect this is. And in this pleasure, brothers and sisters, He doesn't want just a little bit and this much. And He's talking all here. See, God's the God of all. He did. All the fullness of God. Thanks be to God. He wants you to grow up into His Son in all things. He wants us to be a company descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Amen. Amen. This is beyond, but it's the Word of God, and the Word of God just is beyond. But I thank the Lord, by faith we believe, and by faith we receive. And see, that's the final message that we have here today. How critical this is to all of it. Because there is no other way that it's ever going to happen without this final piece of this magnified grace. And that's the magnified grace in the power of God. The power of God. The power to get it done. The power to perform the good work which He has done. Begun. The power, praise be to God, that makes it all happen. The quickening, the transformation, the glory to glory power into the very image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay, let's read verse 11 here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Wherefore also we pray always for you. Boy, Paul was praying always about something here for these precious saints. That our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all, there's an all there, see, the good pleasure, I think we've heard that, of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Praise the Lord. Now, I always love to think, as the, again, this is by His Spirit. This isn't by my education. This isn't by how disciplined you are or how much you study. This is all by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Know this. And He wants you to have it. That's why He gave you the Spirit. Now, I thank the Lord for this. But these Thessalonians here, these are some saved and filled saints that He's talking to here. They already have received Christ Jesus as Savior. They are seated in the heavens in Christ. Amen. They are right now children of the King as He's given them this. They are right now at this time sons of God. Hallelujah. But praise be to God, the much the more is laid out there again for them. Listen to these precious words that Brother Paul is bringing to them. That our God would count you worthy. Now I know the blood makes me worthy of heaven. Hallelujah. I know that that blood made me as righteous and holy as I'm ever going to be. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord and big hallelujah that our God would count you worthy, there's more, and fulfill all the good pleasure, and there it is, all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power. Turn over to 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 5. Let Him tell it to you this way. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. See, it wasn't just in word, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. This is beautiful. As Jesus said to those disciples there in Acts 1:8, you'll have power after He, the Holy Spirit, is come upon you. Now see, brothers and sisters, we're talking about a power. Oh my goodness. The very power of his might power. This wasn't just power that was given to Peter and those different disciples to go out and preach the word. But brothers and sisters, this was the power to suffer together with Jesus Christ. This was the power to believe, to really believe that when you are in the midst of that storm, when you are in the midst of that lion's den, when you are in the midst of the fiery furnace turned up to the highest degree, that the power of the Holy Ghost just rests upon your life, that you know by the grace of God, without a doubt, it is but a light affliction. It is but a light affliction and not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you and you and you and you. Come on now. Don't shy away from that. God, help us to apprehend that which has apprehended me. God, help us to truly, by his grace, take that place of that wounded side. It's being offered to suffer together with Jesus Christ. That by the grace of God, hallelujah, we would realize what a joy unspeakable and full glory it is to us and to our Lord when we take this from him. Now, I'll tell you what, we don't have a lot of time today, and we're going to get right to the meat of this. And when I say that to people, I love it. They say, well, what do you mean? We don't have a lot of time. We got to get out of here soon. I said, no, Jesus is coming. And that's the truth. And then the other thing is, I'm going to tell you something. Your life's but a vapor, so I know I haven't lived that many years, but the years I've lived, they're accelerating all the time. And I know and am understanding more and more of this word and what a brief moment my life really is. But brothers and sisters, to get to all the meat of the power that we're talking about here, and we're talking about the overcoming power to us, the overcoming power in us to win him, I believe is said so beautifully in Romans 5:5. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now, I've said that to people before, and they say, well, what do you mean that's the power? Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is the power of his might. And let me tell you something. That Holy Ghost, he does one beautiful thing. He takes the love of God and he sheds it abroad in your heart. And I've said this many times to you, and you know this in your own life. Even natural love in this life, natural love has caused men and women to do things that they never would have done before. They do. As the Word of God says, it causes a woman to leave her comfortable home and all of those different things. I gave you the silly testimony of my wife. She was cared for. She had a wonderful home. She had things that she could have pretty much there daily and different things like that. And here she came to a little teeny weeny apartment with me that was in some eclectic fashion of design that made no sense. But she was happy because she was with me. That's right. Now, most people that know my wife say she had to be out of her mind. And that's exactly what Jesus is telling you. Get out of your mind. Let this mind be in you that is also in me. And you'll take that place. You'll take that place. You will gladly. You will gladly. You won't just go over there and go, oh, I got to go pick up my cross today. That's not how a lover does it. They skip and they jump. See, it doesn't matter. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I take up that cross gladly because of his grace, because of his love to me. Oh, I want his love. And I have it all. And I thank God that there's a grace that's responding in our lives, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful to deny self. It is absolutely precious and fabulous. Thank you, Jesus, that this life, my life, doesn't matter to me. No, it's his life in me that matters to me. It's Christ in you that's the hope of glory. This isn't some great thing that I'm announcing to the world, oh, look at me. This is the work of the love of Jesus Christ. This is what this life is about, brothers and sisters. And if you miss it, you've missed the glory of it all. You've missed the beauty of life itself. You've missed everything. This isn't something like those martyrs like to do, go live in a cave and go hibernate themselves or don't want to get married and show my chastity and these types of things. And yes, I will say it gladly. That is dirty self-righteousness. I am just telling you that. The only thing he is looking for is bring me the Lamb of God. Bring me the life of my son. Bring me that precious blood. Rejoice and glory in the blood of the Lamb. That's what he wants from us. That's what pleases him, brothers and sisters. I don't worry about what I'm going to do this day. I don't worry what I'm going to do tomorrow. I know that he will perform the good work which he's begun. It doesn't matter. If he's put in my heart, I need to study this or to be that or those things. These kids growing up, whether it's college, things of that nature, don't be ashamed of it. If God has laid that out for you, go. But listen to me. Don't leave the first love. Don't miss that. Praise be to God. It's wonderful. Magnify him in it. It's so precious how God, we even said it earlier, he took doctors, he took tax collectors, he took all of these different ones. I don't know if he took them out of their professions or not, but I'll tell you one thing, Brother Paul was still making tents all the way through his ministry. Huh? It doesn't matter. You're using this too much, and you got to start living by faith. You're trying to think that something in this world's going to define you, your work, or how much money you have, or who you got married to, or how nice you look, or whatever it is. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. That'll bring you down. It'll slow you down. It's just a weight that you're holding. Let them go. He will satisfy you beyond any satisfaction you could ever imagine. He will. He's promised it. He can only do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. It's so awesome to trust the Lord for your life. I understand that sometimes we're seeing things with these eyes and we're thinking, oh my goodness, Lord, I don't want to go there. We're going. Come on now. The valley of the shadow of death. We're going to go a narrow way. You're going to be pressed out of measure. Come on now. All right, let's get with it. I like when he takes his places, though. Praise his name. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. It just so happens that this love that we just read about in Romans 5:5, the one who takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in your heart, that is the power of it all. See, I want you to understand something the Word of God tells us. Faith with power is love. It is. Faith with power is love. See, faith has no power without love. Think of when we were studying there about 1 Corinthians 13. I could have faith to move mountains, couldn't I? I could give all my money to the poor, couldn't I? I could speak with the tongues of men and angels, couldn't I? I could give all my money to the poor, couldn't I? But if I don't have love, I don't have a thing. It means nothing. And the greatest of all of these is love. It is love, love, love. And I'm so grateful to God that we know these things. People say, well, I love. It's not about your love. It's about his love. Do you get that? It's about growing in the knowledge of his love. We're going to get there in just a minute. But brothers and sisters, you got to understand, you don't got no love but for Jesus. You receive his love, you'll love more. You'll love perfect. You'll love the way that he wants you to love. It's a love that will not be predicated on, well, how did she treat me? How did he treat me? All that. It doesn't matter about that. Well, I don't think I want to go to church today because somebody said something bad about me. Get over that. You need to love with the love of God. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Come to a place that teaches and preaches the love of God. I'm talking about the love that will seat you in the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning jointly with Jesus Christ. All right. Now, this precious Holy Ghost, it just so happens, is the one that takes that love. Amen. And that word we just read sheds it abroad. You know that means a gushing? It's like a geyser. It just keeps flowing and flowing. Praise be to God. And I'm going to tell you something. I need a geyser of love in my life. If I don't have a geyser of love in my life, brothers and sisters, I'm going to burn out. And that's the truth. I will burn out. God shows me that because he brings me to deserts where it's burning out. But with that geyser of love, praise God, I press on. And you see, only the Holy Ghost can do that. Only the Holy Ghost can fulfill in us all the perfect and complete will of God. Ephesians 3 talks about this. It's so wonderful. And he says there, Brother Paul says, man, I just pray that the eyes of your understanding are enlightened to this. That means to really get it, to know it, to believe it. And what was he talking about there? He was talking about all the dimensions of the love of God. That you would know the love of Christ Jesus. That you would know that love to you. The height, the depth, the width, the breadth. Every single dimension of it. That's the desire. That's what he wants you to know. Think about when you really love somebody. You want them to know how much you love them. And if they really love you, they really want you to know how much they love you. Amen? It's not how much I can give you. It's not how much I could, you know, feed you or anything. I just love you. I love to just sit there and look at you. Huh? It's like to be with you. Don't even need to say a thing. We're just together. Amen? Do you remember those days? Ask for those days. Them's good days. Communicate. Just communicate in the love of God. It's wonderful. He'll take you there. He'll take you there. That's our Jesus. And he walks with me and he talks with me. He loves me all day long. Hallelujah. Some days we get out to those places. Lord, man, I don't got nothing to say. I don't know why we're here. I don't like it. It's kind of miserable. There ain't nothing to see. But I'm with you because you're with me. Oh, glory to God, glory. Do you realize your faith is going to be made sight in any moment? Do you realize that? You're going to be taking a step someday and bang, you're going to see him. You're just going to see him. And it's going to be made sight. And I'm so thankful I see it now. I see it right now because of the grace of God. Now, you talk about knowing the love of Christ, and people say, oh, well, nobody could know the love of Christ. Oh, yes, you can, because Jesus wants you to know it. But see, they'll say, well, that's impossible. And I say, well, praise be to God. What trumps impossible every single time in our lives is the Word of God. The Word of God trumps impossible, because the Word of God is by faith. You can't explain it. You can't, praise God, see it with your eyes. This is by faith. How wonderful. Greater is he that has believed and hasn't seen me. I love that. But I see him. See him clearly. Praise be to God. Now, we're going to close this up here pretty quick, so we got to get going. So why do you need all that love? Why is it so important to have all that love? Why is it so vital to have the Holy Ghost, the infilling and the fullness of the Holy Ghost in your life? You've heard it many times. You will hear it many times by the grace of God. Galatians 5:6, faith works by love. Did you hear that? Faith works by love. Faith does not work by how good you were this week and what kind of deals you made with God. I didn't do that this week, God, so come on. I've been there. I know how that works. It's so stupid, but that's how we are, isn't it? Well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get that from you, God. And he says, oh, honey, you're already blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens of Christ. I've given you everything. Amen? Amen. Now, I love it. But see, faith is brought to the heights in our life. Faith is brought to the depths in our life. Faith is brought to the fullness in our life only by the Holy Ghost. Go with me to Romans 15. Romans 15, verse 13. It says, now the God of hope, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, We need this right now, brothers and sisters. We really do. Everybody here, fill you not with some, not with pieces, but again, this is the God of all. He will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, I just read stuff like that, and I say, oh, my goodness, Lord. You've been so good to me. But now you're talking about exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. You're talking about abounding in believing the Holy Ghost. Oh, my goodness, it's all because of the incredible love of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, to ask the Lord Jesus in your name, help me to yield to this precious Spirit, that the love of God would be just shed abroad in my heart, that would make faith work effectually and powerfully, that there would be such demonstration of the Holy Ghost in my life, Lord God, that it would testify of you. It turns believing on in our life truly to exceeding abundant levels, brothers and sisters, that we are not moved, praise God, that we believe unwavering, that we are fully persuaded, that we are fully confident, and we are not moved. Amen? That's our life. Hallelujah, because he died for you. Hallelujah, he took that death for you. That's the life that we now live, to be confident in him and to not be moved because, again, of his perfect love that casts out all fear. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, family of God, believe that. Lay hold of it. Oh, lay hold of it. We are in the final strides. We really are. We're about ready to see him. And those that will take this, they will be like him. Oh, in the fullness, in the measure, in the stature. Oh, the manifestation of the sons of God. Oh, there's coming a time, hallelujah, that's going to be like none other, that will never end. But it's only going to be by the Holy Ghost. To those that, praise God, allow that passion. You know, they say the passion of Christ. It is the passion of Christ. But it's a passion of the love of Christ. It's the passion of where the love of God wants to bring you. And I'll tell you, when you receive that passion, when you really receive it, you will desire one thing and one thing only. You will press for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You won't delay. Your life will become a life of, if by any means I might attain to that resurrection. It really will. You'll grow up, see. You'll become a mighty man. You'll become a son, a mature son. You'll put away those childish things, praise be to God. You will become one of those that will be fully purposed, just like that's what the word Ephesus, the Ephesian saints were. They were fully purposed. They didn't let these things get in the way. And it wasn't because of how they lived or what they did or what they decided. They took the love of Christ. That's it. That's why the Ephesians is the high water mark of the Bible. It is. I'm seeing it more and more. It's because he tells you right there, know my love. If you'll know my love, you'll become my love like you never imagined. You'll understand the life of I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. Oh, yes, you will. You'll be walking on air. Wings will be a-flutting on your back all the time just because of the love of God. You'll be in furnaces. You'll be in the valley of the shadow of death. But it will not matter by the grace of God because you're with him. It's so wonderful. Oh, he's coming so soon, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful. Ah, there's no more to say. He said it all. It's just so wonderful. Brothers and sisters, just go. Take it. Don't delay. Really, don't delay. Don't be indifferent to it. It's yours. He's won it for you. Isn't that wonderful? You've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You are a little Lord of all. We have heard these things so many times. Praise be to God. Isn't it wonderful? And hear them the much the more. And encourage yourself in them. Be reminded in them, lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen? Amen. Oh, let's be an excited bunch. Amen. Praise be to God. Lift up the hands. Lift up the hands. It's wonderful. Praise him. Thank him. And rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. And we give you all the praise and glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this plan. We thank you for the provision. We thank you for your purpose. And we thank you for your power. And Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. There's a perfection that's going to be displayed. And hallelujah, it's going to be all your glory. And she's going to descend from heaven having your glory. And praise be to God. I thank you, Lord, for that precious gospel of the grace and glory. Lord, help us again to be awake. It's high time to awake because you're coming. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. We know it. Thanks be to God that another day closer to seeing you. Thank you again for how you feed us, Lord God. Thank you, God, for the grace that has us desiring strong meat. Lord, help us to have an ear that hears what the Spirit saith to the churches, that we would be found as your readied wife. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.